Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome back to another look at John chapter 13 and the amazing example of Jesus in how he serves his disciples and sets a model for us in serving one another as his followers. Last time, we talked about Jesus being secure in his identity. I wonder what you thought about that and how you feel yourself about that. But Jesus knew where he'd come from, where he was going, and all the authority was his from the Father. And the security produced humble service. We're talking today about love on its knees. I love the way that John slows the story down at the first part of John chapter 13, so that we don't miss what Jesus is doing as he gets up from the meal. He lays aside his outer garment. He wraps a towel around his waist. He pours water into a basin. He begins washing the disciples' feet. It must have taken time. And each one of those movements takes him a little lower, you could say, emotionally, socially, physically, certainly. That foot washing wasn't just unpleasant. It was, well, in the context of that culture, humiliating. The task of the lowest household servant, well beneath the dignity of a Jewish servant. But then here we have Jesus. Jesus, the eternal Word, the one who was with God and was God, John chapter 1. This creator is kneeling before his creatures. The master is serving his followers. The king is washing dirty feet. Indeed, the dirty feet of one who would betray him, including Judas. Judas, it's amazing. Jesus serves him anyway. It's love betrayed, but still Jesus kneels. And I see that not merely as an example for me to admire. It's a glimpse of the cross, the inspiration for all of our service of one another. The one who lays aside his robe in the upper room will soon lay down his life on Calvary for you and for me. The towel points to the cross. The basin points to the blood that would cleanse not only dusty feet, but guilty hearts. Maybe there's something there today to pray about. Asking Jesus to convince us of his forgiveness for us, and then allowing that to be the inspiration to serve others with the same humility and grace that he's shown us. When I remember how Christ has stooped to serve me, then it frees me up to do the same for other people. Ultimately, humility, although it appears to be weakness in the world's eyes, isn't weakness. It's, what is it? It's love in action. That's what humility is. So here are some thoughts for reflection and perhaps something to pray about. Firstly, what makes humility difficult for me? And if you frame it instead as, let me just love somebody, what difference does that make? Is there someone that you find hard to serve at the moment because they've hurt you or disappointed you? And maybe pray about Judas, the situation there with Judas. And how does remembering Jesus' humble love at the cross, where this is all going to, how does that change the way that you might treat people even today? Well, if you've got any thoughts, email me, please, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Thanks so much for being with me today, and I hope I and we never lose our sense of wonder at the Saviour who knelt before his disciples and kneels before us. I pray his humble love will inspire me and all of us listening to this to serve someone today. Till the next time, take care and God bless.